Okay, Georgia Tech head coach Josh Passer. Coach, if you'd like to open that up with a statement before we go to questions.
Yeah, first of all, a great basketball game. Played at a very high level by both teams. I think Notre Dame is really, really, really good. I think Mike Bray is one of the most underrated great coaches. You know, everyone knows he's a good coach. I think he's a great coach and probably doesn't get the recognition he deserves nationally. He's a great coach, and I hope our program, as we continue to rebuild and grow in this you know, major rebuild process of ours, that we can emulate like Notre Dame and how he's built the program there, Coach Bray has. And so, you know, we strive to emulate what Coach Bray and the success that he's had, and try to mirror our program like what head Coach Bray has done. And so, and in part of our rebuild and our vision, that's what we're looking for the long term on that. What I would tell you is, you know, you start the game against, you know, it was sort of like we got down, and everyone knows I talk about energy all the time. It was sort of like we were just low energy to start the game, which is a credit to Notre Dame. They were making their shots. To be down what we were down and then fight back to be able to get the lead against that type of team in the first half, you know, it says a lot about our guys. Our guys have really responded well all throughout the year. So that was a big win for – big opportunity to get back in the game on that, take the lead, and it was back and forth. And then, you know, it's just one of those things where you know, I felt we had some turnovers and then everything else, but that second half – they did a good job coming out in that zone. It slowed us for a little bit, and I thought we did a good job attacking it. I thought we guarded, for the most part, pretty well. I thought we did a good job on Vistoria, who's really good. I thought we made Matt Farrell take some tough shots, who's an excellent player. And we didn't switch as much defenses today. We pretty much stayed in man, and we really guarded. And having 18 assists on 26 made field goals, the way we've continued to move the ball, we have really improved on that. Now, let's not forget, we had to go to overtime to beat Shorter in the first game of the season in exhibition, in overtime, and we still have a long way to go. We are not out of the woods, but we have become a good team. We have improved as a team, and we've improved with our ball movement. We're second in assist in the ACC, and we're second in the league in assist because we've done a good job on buying in the open man is the go-to man. And then defensively, we lead the league in field goal percentage defense, and that's just strictly energy and effort, playing hard, multiple effort plays, and our guys have done a tremendous job of that for the most part all year long. Offense, you know, we still have severe limitations. Our margin for error has not switched. I mean, it is zero. And we're still, even though we've had some great wins, I understand this still is a rebuild situation, and so it's going to take some time. But guys are really just playing with such great effort and energy every time we step on the floor that some of our deficiencies can be covered because of how hard we play. And based on our margin for error being zero, we have to be near perfect in our execution and our energy and effort. So overall, great win. Proud of our guys, and it was a great week to have two elite teams come in here. And the fans, let me just say this, the arena was terrific. I told our guys after the game, they had earned the right to have a sellout crowd that was all Georgia Tech. It wasn't half and half. It wasn't half Georgia Tech, half Notre Dame. The sellout crowd was all for Georgia Tech, and they've earned that right based on how hard they've played and how well they've moved the basketball. And that's a credit to those young men, you know, in that locker room and on the floor. But again, I think Notre Dame is really good. I think they're good enough to make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. And I hope as we continue to build this program, we can emulate what Coach Bray and Notre Dame has done, what they have done there, him and his staff in their program. We would like to hopefully in time emulate like that. If the tournament's today, we're in, and there's no question about it. The question, though, Mark, is there's still a lot of games left, you know, and so the tournament doesn't end today. If the tournament was today, we'd be in the NCAA tournament. We deserve to be in the NCAA tournament based on our resume. I mean, we've got great wins, and on the road, against great teams. But However, there's a lot of games left, and there's a lot of, you know, in this league, and our margin for error mark is zero. And we can never forget this is a major rebuild job. I mean, I was told when I got the job that, you know, I mean, it's going to take some years to get this thing, you know, move the needle. And we are the most inexperienced team in all of college basketball. Let's not forget that. The most inexperienced team in all of college basketball. So that's, for us to be able to perform with some of these wins, that's a great credit to our guys having great buy-in. So, Mark, if the tournament's today, we're in, but the tournament selection show is not until middle of March. So we have a long, long way to go. Unless you can pull the fire alarm on the season somehow for the next month and a half.
You talked about being second in assists. Has that coincided with Josh Heath working his way back and running the team now?
Yeah, Josh Heath has been terrific. I mean, you know, in this type of game, I only played, obviously, six guys. I mean, I played seven, but six, obviously, with major minutes. But with Notre Dame, it's such a, you know, it's such a possession-by-possession game that you can't afford an off possession. You know, some other teams we play, because it's so much higher possessions, there's less possessions playing Notre Dame, so it's just such a, you know, you can't go as deep as I would like to at times on the bench. And so, whereas some other games we're able to go a little bit deeper. But Josh Heath has really just ran the team. I have told him, as I've told our other guards, Corey Hayward and Justin Moore, don't lose us the games. And when some of our losses, our point guards lost us the game. They don't need to make heroic plays. Just keep it simple, keep it sound, and keep it solid. Hit singles. When you try, you're not good enough to hit triples and home runs. That's not who you are. We're not good enough as a team to hit home runs. We're not that type of team. We got to hit singles and keep it simple and just keep it sound. And when the point guards play like that, just keep it simple, they're good. When they don't, then as we've had some losses. The other thing I want to tell you this is I thought Todrick Jackson was terrific. I've been hard on Todrick all year. I get after him, and to his credit, he responds. And I want to give him a big shout out to his awareness on a big time guard rebounding late, obviously in that possession, but his awareness to see the clock and not panic and move the ball up the floor and throw it ahead. And Josh O, who was unbelievable on Wednesday, was not good today. I mean, to beat Notre Dame without one of your key guys who was just had a night that I haven't seen him play like this in a long time. But for his awareness, for Todrick's awareness to see the time and score, and then Josh's speed, that burst, it was like Usain Bolt, I promise you. That was like that burst that Josh O had to get to the basket, it was literally like Usain Bolt. It was as fast as I've seen anyone on the explosion on that type of, from point A to point B. But what a great week for Georgia Tech.
When you talk about Coach and Josh, you said you're careful how much credit sometimes you give him because it's hot and cold sometimes. And
with Josh? Josh Heath?
Josh O,
yeah.
And the relationship tonight, you seem, you know, a lot of times you can pull them out defensively a couple of times. I know he's going to get back in with 2 minutes left.
Well, here's the thing is he's a freshman. He's had some, I mean, he had 38 versus Tulane, 28 versus Carolina, the stat line he had versus Florida State. I mean, he's been tremendous for us, 20-something against North Carolina State. But he's a freshman. There's going to be highs and lows, and he's going to make some mistakes. Today's a game that he did not play well. He just did not play well. But that's part of it. I mean, he's – and it's hard for us to win when he doesn't play well. So for us to get a win, it's a credit to Todrick stepping up to really coming through for us off the bench to put the ball in the basket because we are so severely limited offensively and we needed that help on scoring. I thought Ben Lammers probably played – he played 40 minutes. I just couldn't take him out. You know, and I thought that last stretch there, he was probably a tad bit tired, but and he made, you know, that outlet pass and then had another turnover and he missed a shot or two. He wasn't real sharp there, but you know, in that type of game there's just the margin for error to pull him out was very hard and I just didn't see any time where I had a chance to pull him out.
Josh, when do you feel like your team sort of embraced the constant movement offensively, a lot of the cutting? You know, that really kind of makes you guys hard to defend. Because the effort that takes in such a
yeah.
defense is just
You know, Dan, by the way, Dan Wolken covered me as my beat writer back at Memphis when I was first there for many years. No, Dan, what I would tell you is, it's interesting you asked that. The first day I got the job, and I had the guys, or my first workout after I got the job, I had the guys play, you know, 3-on-3 or four, just so I could see them. And after that, I really felt that, you know, the time and energy we spent on this summer was all on cutting. I literally practiced cutting and ball movement for every workout, every day. And it's what's interesting to me is we're so good defensively for the most part, and we didn't spend not as much time as I've ever spent as I did at Memphis in the summers. I spent all my time this summer in the spring, summer, and the fall on cutting, on just practicing cutting, both in and out, entrance and exit, and then on ball movement. And it's because, Dan, we are so limited offensively, and our margin for error is zero on that side of the ball, that if we don't like cut with such great pace, and as I use the word, violent cuts, then it just makes it really hard. You know, we're just not a real effective team.
One or two more for Coach.
A good team. Have you gotten past the point where you think, well, the other shoe is going to drop here, and we're going to turn into the 14th best team in the ACC? Or do you think this is reality?
I have a sign in our locker room. It says EPIP. Every possession is precious. And that's who we are. We are a possession-by-possession team. And, Mark, nothing has changed with who we were from the start of the year. We had to go to overtime to beat Shorter. So that same team, if we don't play with such energy and effort and almost perfection in execution, we just don't have a shot. And it's all on energy and effort on how and what is energy? Energy is about all like making multiple effort plays and first to the floor and winning 50-50 balls and, you know, second chances and little things like that, second effort plays. And so we are who we are. And one thing I would tell you that I've been very honest and direct to our team of who we are. Guys, here's our limitations. Here's what I think we can be good at, and here's what we're not good at. And you as individuals, you're not good at this, 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 this. You can be good at this, this, this. I'm trying to tell you, here's the blueprint. And so our guys have bought in, and so nothing's changed for who we are as in terms of the possessions of the type of team we are. And that is, every possession is precious, and every possession we cannot take for granted. We're not good enough at any point to do that.
Were you surprised that maybe the ACC kind of taking notice or to what Georgia Tech has been doing? Do you expect anything, you know, a little different moving forward?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I just think, you know, we got to continue to get better and, you know, continue to improve. And, you know, really, it's good for Georgia Tech to see the fans, the media, the recruits can maybe see the vision we're trying to do and for the long term of the program. And I really think that, you know, like I said, I want to emulate like the Notre Dame program. I just think Mike Bray, what he's done there, you know, for so long, 16 or 17 years, and just how they play. And I've said this before the game, we were going to have to earn the win. We weren't going to be given the win. We're going to have to earn the win, and we did.
Were you surprised that that the guards were able to post up down low more so than in previous games?
Just, it's kind of in and out. I mean, it just, you know, it's one of those things. And, you know, our number one thing is whoever's the open man is the go-to guy. And Dan knows this. My teams at Memphis have, you know, I've been criticized of things, but I'll tell you what, my teams at Memphis has always been high assist on made field goals. It's one thing I've always prided ourselves on the way I felt, you know, moving the ball. We haven't been a big massaging the ball or giving the ball a headache type of team in my entire time as a head coach. We've been high assisted on made field goals, and it's just the open man is the go-to man.
Last one. Did Coach Krivens after the game share that moment?
Well, first of all, Coach Krivens, I mean, he's what he's done here, his name's on the court, the success that he's had here, I mean, everybody knows that. I don't need to rehash that. But what I would tell you is the guy is such a good guy and such a nice man. I mean, he text messaged me and asked me, Coach, do you mind? Do you think it'd be okay if I came to practice? Coach, do you mind if you could get me two tickets to a game, or who's your secretary or who's your assistant? I'll call. And like, Coach Kremen, your name's on the court. If you want to come be the head coach and I'll slide over to the assistant coach, I'll do it. Your name's on the court. So you invented the Thriller Dome. So I wanted to make sure that as much as we could recognize him, the better.
Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.